The Holy Gospel appointed for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 11. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the Word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake. But the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. But at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to become your disciples and catch men, women, and children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. To accept the challenge Jesus places before us again today, as we sang in the hymn of missions on Galilee's high mountain, Christ gave the great command. Therefore I send my children, their witness I will use. Therefore help us by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit, not only to pray and support the mission work of our church in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but to witness to people right here in our own backyard, in our small community in the Big Bear Valley. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning, as we again consider the Word of God, it's taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the gospel of St. Luke, the fifth chapter. A special attention to verses 10 and 11. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, are we catching men for Jesus? Yes, are we not only catching men, but also women and children with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? This is especially true when we consider the fact that there are millions and millions of people all over the world still dying without Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. As a matter of fact, Jesus said over 2,000 years ago in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 10, verse 2, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."
Yes, Jesus knew from the very beginning of his public ministry that he was going to need a lot of help to catch men, including women and children, to the kingdom of God. So Jesus decided to call fishermen to become his disciples. As he was proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God through his preaching, his teaching, and especially his healing, through miraculous signs and wonders. As a matter of fact, his popularity as a great teacher was quite evident, and so was the authority of his word, as we talked about it last Sunday, remember? They were astonished at Jesus' teaching, for his word possessed authority. And his powerful teaching with authority became very clear as the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God. As he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, suddenly he sees two boats at a distance and some fishermen washing their nets. So Jesus asked them for permission to use one of their boats, the one belonging to Simon Peter, as he sat down and taught the people from the boat because of the large crowd pressing in on him. And when he had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into the net, into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon Peter responded immediately, saying, "Lord, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. But at your word, I will let down the nets." And guess what? Suddenly, they caught a large number of fish. As a matter of fact, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break and tear apart. So they signaled to the other boat to come and help them. And yet as they filled both of their boats with fish, they began to sink, which prompted Simon Peter to fall down at Jesus' knees and say, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man." In other words, Simon Peter was astonished at the catch of fish, that he felt unworthy to be in the presence of Jesus, the Holy One of God. That was also true of the other two, James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Peter and his brother Andrew as fishermen. And how does Jesus respond to them? He says, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will become fishers of men and catch men." As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of St. Matthew, Jesus said in chapter 4, verse 19, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." So as they were bringing their boats back to land again, suddenly they answered Jesus' call to become fishers of men. As they left everything, their family, their home, and followed him. Yes, Peter, James, and John, including Andrew, became the first disciples chosen by Jesus and are the same three disciples who later on went with Jesus up to the mountain of transfiguration, where Jesus changed before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone could ever bleach them. And also later on in the Garden of Gethsemane, as Jesus got down on his knees and prayed to his Father in heaven, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And you know, that still holds true today. Jesus has also chosen you and I, all of us here this morning, to be not only members of Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church, but His disciples, His followers, in order to catch men and women and children with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus made it very clear before He ascended into heaven, the Great Commission. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. The words of St. Luke in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And then He says, you shall be my witnesses in all of Judea and Jerusalem and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. As a matter of fact, did you know that today 75 to 90% of people have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior because someone in their family or a friend invited them to come to church? That is truly amazing, incredible. And it works. All it takes is a personal invitation. As many have become Christians because someone took the time in their busy schedule in life and invited them to come to church. As a matter of fact, I will never forget what a Lutheran layman once said at a church convention, and I quote, sometimes we think that the call to be witnesses, to make disciples of all nations, is one intended for the clergy, the pastors. Nowhere does the Bible say that. The world is literally going to hell faster than you and I seem to care about changing the situation. There is good news, however. And the good news comes from God through you and me. That's God's call to you and me. It's a call not to sit and wait. It's a call to go. In other words, when we talk about the mission of the church, it's not only about sending missionaries overseas to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world, but also witnessing to people right here in our own backyard, our small community here in the Big Bear Valley. People living next door to us or down the street from us. People who work with us. Perhaps even a member of our own family or a friend we have known for a long time and yet do not have Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. And by the way, we don't have to be afraid to do it either, do we? Because Jesus says the same words He told His disciples, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men and women and children to the kingdom of God. Not only that, but to be confident about it. Not to be afraid of it. Not to be embarrassed or ashamed. And rely heavily on the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit to say the right words about Jesus. And especially to extend that special invitation to come to church with you on Sunday morning. It works. I've seen it happen many a times during my ministry. So the question remains, are you and I really catching men and women and children for Jesus? Or are we just sitting and not standing up? As we sang in the opening hymn, stand up for Jesus as soldiers of the cross. It sounds wonderful, but we need to put it into practice and do it for Jesus. Are we perhaps even waiting and doing nothing, absolutely nothing, as we sang in the hymn of the day? Did you hear it? Let none hear you idly saying, there is nothing I can do. While the multitudes are dying and the Master calls for you. Yes, may God the Father bless us and empower us through the Holy Spirit to catch men and women and children for Jesus right here. In our own small community in the Big Bear Valley, and as we support and pray for the work of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod throughout the world, to accept the challenge today Jesus places before you and me this morning on Galilee's high mountain. Christ gave the great command, therefore I send my children, their witness I will use. Yes, to obey the voice of Jesus calling, who will go and work today? Who will answer quickly when Jesus calls you? Here am I. Send me. Send me. Yes, hark the voice of Jesus calling. Who will go and work today? So here's your challenge. Do you know someone in your family or a friend that does not have Jesus as your Savior? If you do, what are you doing about it? Call them. Invite them. Share the good news, the love and the forgiveness Jesus offers also to them, not only to us. We have Jesus. We are saved. But let's make sure that those we know personally by name are also saved and part of the kingdom of heaven. God bless you as you accept Jesus' challenge to go and work today. Send me, Lord. Send me. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.